Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I would like to first of all thank God, of course, and thank my family and friends for tuning in at this particular time on the Love of Jesus Ministry. It means a lot to me when you listen, and it also means a lot when you invite other people to attend and come to this particular ministry. I also would like to shout out to all of my friends who are in L.A., some of my long-time friends. We've been friends for many years. I'd like to shout out to you because they're actually telling individuals in L.A. and Hollywood and other places about the Love of Jesus Ministry, and the whole goal of this ministry is to edify and magnify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I thank them for coming on the ministry as we're beginning to build through the kingdom of God, and they're coming in order to just highlight things that the Lord has done in their lives. So I really appreciate that, and I appreciate all of the new connects and the future connects and the past connects. I appreciate those individuals who have been with me since day one and those individuals who are just joining. I really appreciate it. It means a lot to me, and I intend on bringing you the best as the Lord has given me so that we can make this a better place and so that we can edify and magnify Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and so that also you can meet some of these individuals who we see on TV and we see at different places, on BET and other places that we see these individuals. And so I want to make sure that all of my listeners are successful, and I want to make sure that this ministry is encouraging you. I also want to make sure that I'm giving you the Word of God, the authentic Word of God. And so without further ado, on tonight, what we want to do is God's will on tonight. I want to go ahead and read Psalm after we pray. Then I want to take you through an activity. And starting tomorrow, God's will, we're going to try to go through that checklist. But today I want to take you through that activity. And then after that activity, we want to really emphasize having a successful year nationwide at the prospective schools. Because I tell you, like I was telling someone last night, righteousness extends from the highest mountain to the lowest valley. And so it doesn't matter where you are. Righteousness is righteousness. And we have to train our children in the way that they should go so that they can be successful and so that they can walk in the right paths. So I want to give you a little bit of insight as far as how your child or your children can have a successful year. I also want to touch on a few expectations as far as when we talk about transportation nationwide, also when we speak about classrooms, because I speak to a lot of teachers from all over the world and in the city of Waco as well, and the language is the same. They want to be able to teach, right, because they want their students to learn, and I'm sure that the purpose of you sending your children or your child to school is for them to learn. Okay, so we're going to talk a few minutes about that, and we will have a series on this for at least a couple of months, maybe once or twice a month, with the emphasis on our youth. So just continue to stay tuned to the Love of Jesus Ministry. If you have questions, feel free to ask. Also, you can feel free to just listen if you want to invite your friends, because I want this message about our youth to spread. So here we go. Let's go ahead and pray, and then we're going to read Psalm 136, 1 through 4 again, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way, Lord. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We thank you for just helping us and blessing us and keeping us and just preserving us, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you bless this particular broadcast today? Would you bless the words that come out of my mouth to be of you, Lord? Would you bless me to give the people the vision of how we can better serve our youth, Lord? We ask, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are out of the hospitals, Lord, those who are going into the hospitals, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless them? Would you bless the individuals who travel down the dangerous streets and byways, Heavenly Father? And would you bless just this whole nation as there is chaos and America has gotten beside herself because she is out of control. And we ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, would you bring liberation, Lord? Would you bring peace that surpasses all understanding? Would you bring closure? Would you bring answers? Lord, would you bring joy in a time of sorrow, Lord? In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to touch and bless each of our youth, Lord? Bless them in a particular manner and help them to be more like you. Help them to do what you would have them to do. Help them to be what you would have them to be, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us to be patient? Would you bless us to be tolerant of things that we cannot change, Lord? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to just be better models and better people for you, where people will be able to see us. And when they see us, they're able to see you, and they're able to see the things that you're able to do, Lord. We thank you for the increase on the Love of Jesus ministry. We thank you for each person who has come. We thank you for each story, Lord. We thank you for each testimony. We thank you for each blessing. We thank you for each gift, Lord. And we're asking that you continue to bless each person who comes on the Love of Jesus ministry, Lord. We ask that you bless everything that they touch, Lord. Would you help them to focus upon you, Lord, where they can move to higher heights, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, would you continue just to help us to have a clear mind, help us to focus on you, help us to forget about ourselves and concentrate on you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, Lord, if we're too high, bring us down. If we're too low, Lord, bring us up in the name of Jesus. We ask, would you continue to extend our hands, Heavenly Father, where we may help. Would you continue to help us to walk in the path of righteousness and do your holy will, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless our ears to remain open where we can hear the word of God, Lord Jesus, because we know that you are speaking in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, we just ask, as the students go back to school, Heavenly Father, we ask, would you bless them in a special manner, help this to be a safe year, a year that is unforgettable, Lord, where we can go a whole year across this whole nation without our children, without our children's innocence taken away in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, would you direct us in decision-making? We ask, would you help us, consecrate us, Heavenly Father, where our minds will be positive and stayed on you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask, would you put the spirit of obedience in our students all over this land and country? Would you help us, Lord Jesus, to give direction, help us to give teachings, help us to help each person that we come across, help us to say something encouraging, Lord, and help us to deviate from those things that are not like you, those negative things, Lord. Bless our mouths, Heavenly Father, to speak the good things. Bless our ears to hear the good things, and bless our eyes to see your goodness and mercy. Lord, as we get ready to relinquish this particular prayer, we ask that you are not relinquished from our lives, Heavenly Father. We ask that we continue to remain in your presence as this particular ministry goes forth. We ask that you crown this old head from the top to the bottom. We ask that you bless the words that are spoken to be proactive, where people can begin to prepare their children for success. We ask if there is anything that you would have or add unto this particular presentation. We ask that you allow it to flow, Lord, and would you allow the vision to be plain and simple where the people can understand, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as I get ready to release this prayer up in the atmosphere, I ask that you take over this whole ministry. I ask that you just take over and you speak through me and to the people who will hear this particular ministry. We ask and we bless each person who is online right now and those who are going to come online in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we get ready to close, Lord, we just ask, would you bless something to be said or done that would encourage, that would help, that would teach, that would uplift, that would empower, that would encourage. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hey, amen. And amen. And I would like to read Psalm 136, 1 through 4. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 4. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And as I said before, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, as the revelation is directing, I'm going to speak as the Lord has given me. And I want you to get out a sheet of paper. And before you do this, we are going to go through the activity where we ask the Lord for something, because someone needs to speak to the Lord at this particular time. And this is a good time for you to do so. And so without further ado, I want you to get out a sheet of paper. Or if you have a great memory, I want you to use your memory, and I want you to write down things that you would like for the Lord to answer and things that you would like to ask our Lord and Savior. If there's something that you need, ask it in Jesus' name, okay? If there's something you would like to know, if you've prayed about something, somebody tonight has prayed about something, and the Lord has not responded yet, you specifically ask the Lord in Jesus' name if it's his will. Because sometimes the Lord delays responses, and sometimes the Lord is immediate with responses, depending on our need. And it's very important that we begin to ask God for what we need, because favor gives us what we want. So I'm going to give you a few minutes to make two columns, and those two, one column is for the ask. What would you like to ask our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? What is something that you need, or things that you need that you would like to ask? Somebody said that, I would like to ask the Lord for more patience. I would like to ask the Lord for a financial breakthrough. Ask the Lord that. If that's what you need, ask the Lord that. On the other side, you want to, you've prayed about something, you know, and the Lord has not responded. The Lord said, this is the night, this is the time to write out the vision and make it plain. This is your time to go to the Lord. You can't just go to the Lord and say, Lord, I want a new house, without justifying a need for a new house. Are you taking care of the house that you have right now? So this is a good time tonight, and I'm going to give you about 3 minutes to do so. I want you to go before the Lord, and I want you to ask whatever it is you need to ask the Lord. And then on the other column, I want you to, in other words, ask the Lord again for things that you need. You ask the Lord something, he has not responded. You need to go to God again and ask in Jesus' name. Okay? So I'm going to give you 5 minutes, and then we're going to go ahead and get into our session for tonight. Okay. Now I want you to look at the things that you have written, and I want you to believe, and I want you to know that whenever we ask something in our Lord and Savior Jesus' name, I want you to know that we receive it if it's the will of God. I want you to have faith because God can give us anything that we ask for. I want to make that clear. He can give us whatever we ask for. But many times we ask amiss because we don't believe that our Lord and Savior can do it. So we must believe. That's the key, okay? Okay. Now, be sure to keep that particular activity with your positive questions and positive asks and the praises that you've rendered. Continue to put it on your paper before you go to bed. Look at it up and down. Put it under your pillow. When you wake up God's will in the morning, you own it, you wear it, and you wear it well. Okay? All right. Let's move on. Our next topic and the purpose of this particular ministry today is to talk about how to have a successful year. This is nothing scripted. The Lord is taking over. I'm going to allow the Lord to huge way because I want to make sure that your child or your children have a great year. First of all, I want to talk about purpose. I want you to write this down as you're listening, as the Lord is giving it to me. Mind you that I pray to the Lord that whatever he would have me to say to bless the students and the youth to have a prosperous year, to please reveal it. And that's what he's doing. And I want you to write down the word purpose. And we're not going to rush through this because there's no need to rush. If you have to go to bed, that's fine. This will be recorded, and you can listen to it on tomorrow. But the first key is purpose. When you send, and I'm going to say child, but if you have more than one child, just know it's children. When you send your child to school, there is a purpose. And I'm going to tell you the purpose. The purpose is to learn. Okay? The purpose is to learn. Number two, the purpose is to form social skills, which means communication. And the final purpose is to graduate. And it doesn't matter what grade your child is in. When we speak about graduating in the elementary levels, we're talking about moving to the next grade level. When we speak about graduation at the secondary level, which is 12th grade, we're talking about moving on to college, moving on to trade school. We're talking about advancing, okay? First of all, your child must know the purpose, all right? Why do I have to get up every morning at 6 o'clock, put on my clothes? Why does mom, dad, grandma, aunt, uncle, whomever, drive me to school? There is a purpose. The purpose is to learn, form social skills, and graduate. That's the purpose. Sometimes what we find is that some individuals, and this is nationwide, think that the purpose of going to school is to act up, talk back, and get removed out of the classroom. That's not the purpose. School was never intended for that, okay? The purpose of school is to learn, form social skills, and graduate. This is what we need to tell our children at home before they get to school so that they can know the purpose. How many of you, when you go on a job, you have to know what the purpose is? You have to know your job description. So before your child goes to school next week, they need a semi-job school description of the expectations that you're going to expect at home because they're going to get it at school. Right? The teachers are going to let each child know their expectations, but we need reinforcement at home, okay? And part of it, a part of the thing that needs to go on their job description is to learn, form social skills, which means that you can communicate and speak to your friends in a nice manner, and graduate. School is not intended for acting, talking back, or being removed from class. There is a purpose. There is a purpose for everything that we do. And so the first step that the revelation is showing is that at home we must teach our child, our children, the purpose of going to school. The purpose of going to school. Okay? All right. Let me take you inside of the school building. Imagine the school building, whichever school your child attends, doesn't matter, even if it's homeschool. The second thing, expectations. Or you could put goals. You can either put goals or expectations. It doesn't matter. And I'll give you a second because some people are actually writing this down. Goals or expectations. Goals or expectations. Okay? We're going to use this synonymously. All right? I'm going to say this is the same. Goals or expectations. Okay? In any school nationwide, it doesn't matter where you go, all right, there are going to be expectations. Okay? The first expectation, let's start with walking in the building. When you go inside the building of a school, you walk inside the building, right? You walk inside the building, period. You don't hang out in the hallways. You don't hide out. You walk inside the building and go to the place you're supposed to go. Okay? Wherever you're supposed to be, your child needs to know they need to go to that particular place. That's a safety issue. Wherever they're supposed to be, because every child has to be accounted for. So you walk inside and you go to where you're supposed to be. That's number one, walking. Number two, there are procedures for moving from one place to another. With elementary, and this is nationwide, students typically walk in a line. The teachers may have them do a particular thing with their hands or with their mouth, but typically elementary students walk in a line. That's how they transition. When your student needs to know, and I'm only speaking to elementary parents right now, because I have a mixture actually on the line. When your student is walking in a line, okay, there are certain things that shouldn't happen. Number one is that when you're walking in a line, your hands and feet should remain close to you. You shouldn't try to trip someone, or your hands shouldn't be touching the person in front or behind you. Your hands should stay with you. Okay? So when you're walking in the line, your hands should stay with you. At no point should your feet extend or bend. You're walking. At no point should your arm extend because you're walking. Okay? That's the line. When we're talking about high school has more freedom because they're bigger youth and because there's more trust and they know where they're going most of the time. When you are moving through the halls, walk. If you run, you could knock someone down, or you could accidentally touch someone and not intend to and find yourself in big trouble. So just walk where you need to be, okay? If the bell is getting ready to ring, high school students, do not shove your way through the hallway because somebody's going to get hurt. Walk, and this all goes back to being where you're supposed to be. If you're walking and going where you're supposed to go, there's no need to rush. Okay? So we talked about when we're inside the building, all right, and we talked about the procedures, and we talked about keeping our hands and feet to ourselves. And I know this seems very elementary, but trust me, keeping your hands and feet to yourself keep you out of a lot of trouble, okay? That includes with our high school students touching other students, You know, you don't want to catch a case for playing with somebody, touching them. You don't want to do that. All right, keep your hands and feet to yourself. I'm just being honest. I'm being proactive because you need to know this before school starts. All right, let's go inside the classroom. You have a teacher who's teaching his or her heart out, right? Because that's an expectation. When you go inside the classroom, you put your stuff up. We're talking about elementary students right now. And you have a seat. Wandering around the classroom is unacceptable because the teacher has something for each student to do every second, every minute, every hour, right? So wandering around the classroom, bothering other students, is not going to work. That's going to get you in trouble. When you go inside your classroom, put your things away and have a seat and get started on your assignment. The wandering around has to stop, okay? For the high school students, many of you like to hang out, which is fine, in the hallways until like a minute to the bell, and then you start rushing to class. Same thing. When you step inside the classroom, you don't have to give everybody a high five and go visit with everyone. Go have a seat. That's what you have the 5 minutes for. Well, actually 4 minutes because you're trying to get to class. You visit in the hallway. Once you get in the classroom, it's business, ladies and gentlemen. It's business when you get in the classroom, right? You put your things away. You have a seat. You can still whisper to your friends and things like that, but when it's time to work, it's time to work. There's no need in wandering around and all that other stuff, okay? That's inside the classroom. Now, that's the beginning of class. Now the teacher's teaching, right? A science lesson. Social studies, math, English, reading. And let's go to elementary. Let's say that you're in small groups and the teacher has trusted you to work in small groups because she or he knows that you're going to do your assignment. Do not break that trust. If the teacher allows you to work in a group with 3 or 4 students and the teacher's working with another group, that means that teacher trusts you. You break the trust when you get off task by talking, when you get off task by hitting, calling each other names. Young people call it roasting. When you get off task, you break that trust, and you would never probably be able to get in a small group again alone because the teacher's going to want you right by them. So you want to make sure that when the teacher breaks you up into small groups, that means that he or she trusts you. Do not break that trust. Let's go to whole group. The teacher's up teaching. And whole group is where you're with your whole class. At this particular time, this is not a time, and I'm speaking to elementary, middle school, and high school. This is not a time. When I say high school, I'm also talking about middle school as well because I put secondary together, okay? Elementary, secondary. This is not a time to get your act on. This is not Hollywood, okay? This is not a time to throw paper across the classroom. This is not a time to blurt out unless the teacher asks you to. This is a time to listen, take notes, or work on a worksheet as your teacher is going through the process and procedures. Your eyes should be focused on your teacher so that you will know what is going on. This is not a time to pass notes, write notes. This is not a time to catch up on what you're going to do this weekend. When the teacher is teaching, the main focus is on that teacher and listening. Because remember, I told you that our purpose is to learn and form social skills and graduate. If we're acting up, throwing paper, right, talking while the teacher is talking, walking around the classroom, you're going to miss something, right? And then when it's test time, then you're not going to know what's going on. So that's going to throw you further behind. And plus, you're hindering the other 22 students who are in the classroom, and that's not fair to them. So we want to make sure that we understand the purpose of school. The purpose is to learn, form social skills, and graduate. If you want to act, we have Hollywood, and we have other places, acting schools, that you can attend. But school is not the place, unless you're in theater arts. While the teacher's teaching, that's not the place to act up. It's really not. Because those teachers are trying to prepare you because the expectation is to graduate each student or to advance each student to the next grade level. That's the purpose. And that's what this ministry is moving towards, is getting people to understand that education is important. We have to take education seriously. It doesn't mean when you go to school that you don't have fun, but it means when it's time for business, which is learning in the classroom, then you need to learn. You need to allow the teacher to teach, right? Because we have STAR tests, we have benchmarks, we have all these tests that are coming up. And if your child is constantly disrupting class, being sent out, somebody's going to get behind, right? And your child will be that person. So we need to make sure, let me give you an overview, that we tell the children why they're going to school. You're going to learn, you're going to form social skills, and to graduate, right? Expectations, make sure you're following the rules. Walk. If you're supposed to walk in a line, walk in a line. If you're supposed to get to class, get to class, but you don't have to push anyone to get to class. While the teacher's teaching, listen. Take notes. You should always be doing something when the teacher is teaching, such as taking notes, listening, working on a worksheet as the teacher is working. If you're doing anything else besides that, you shouldn't be. Talking, throwing paper, looking back, playing in your desk, you know, trying to be the class clown where everybody laughs, that's not the place to do it. There's a time and place to do all of that, and it's not the classroom. The classroom is probably the most sacred place in the school building, and I'm serious, because that's where the learning comes from, the classroom. That's where the learning comes from. And so it's very important, parents, that we teach our students and our youth the purpose. And you need to start telling them now, because school starts next week. Some people have already started. By telling them the purpose of school, by hipping them and letting them know some of the expectations already. We expect students to walk, and that's from elementary to high school in the building. We expect them to say excuse me and not push their peers. We expect them not to talk or roast their peers. We expect them to respect each other. We expect them to do what they're supposed to do in class, take notes, pay attention to the teacher. That's an expectation. We expect it, and we need that same language coming from the house as well. Okay? And that's also just called respect. Now let's talk about, give me just a second, I'm going on the revelation of God. Let's talk about respect for the teacher. Okay? This goes for elementary all the way to high school. Respect for the teacher, first of all, could mean raising your hand, all right, instead of just interrupting the teacher while he or she is speaking. It could be something simple as saying, may I sharpen my pencil, instead of saying, let me sharpen my pencil, or just getting up sharpening your pencil. It could be something as simple as saying, excuse me. That's respect. I want you parents, all of those who listen to the Love of Jesus ministry, and this is what the Lord is showing, I need for you to tell your child and to demonstrate the language that is acceptable at school and the language that is not. We have students who use profanity, and this is nationwide, and they shouldn't be. First of all, they shouldn't really know about profanity, but they do because it's in the entertainment world, and they hear it sometimes at home and sometimes they don't. They hear it on TV. They hear it from their peers. And we need to tell them. We need to remind them, especially the elementary students, each day we do not use certain words. You pretty much know the words that your child uses because you're around your child more than an educator would be. You pretty much know your child. And if they use profanity, vulgar words, ugly words like shut up, no, I'm not going to do it, I don't have to do it, I do what I want to do, that needs to be stopped at the house because that gets students in trouble at school. And the whole purpose of this ministry is to help students have a successful year. So you need to teach them the language that they should use with their peers and with their teacher. There are certain things that we just don't say to our teacher. There are certain things that we don't say to students because guess what? That student's going to come back and tell what you said. Trust me, believe me. We do not use vulgar words. That's part of respect. That's part of home training. That's part of just, as I said before, being respectful. Right? Let's talk about the fight or flight response. The Lord is showing me this here. This happens in elementary. It also happens all the way up to high school, where a student may disagree with a directive that the teacher gives, or if the teacher tells the students to do something, they may disagree. And they will do one of two things. They will leave or they will stay there and argue. Well, I serve notice that neither option is acceptable. When you leave without permission, that's a safety issue, number one. Number two, that gets you in a world of trouble. Okay? Also, when you talk back to the teacher, that is called being disrespectful. All right? The teacher asks you to do something, do it, because the teacher's not going to ask you to do anything wrong. Right? And I wanted to recall or jog your memory back in the 80s. There was a student, and I'm not going to name any names, in Central Texas, who decided that she was just going to leave school, you know. So she just walked out of the classroom, and she left. And basically, the moral of the story is that she never came back, and she was abused, and she passed away. I'm going to put it like that. I'm not going to go into details. It's very dangerous, boys and girls, parents, to get into the habit of leaving without telling somebody. Unless the teacher gives you permission to leave, you stay in the classroom. Unless it's time to go or a senior skip day, you stay at school. It's dangerous. And I know it happens mostly in high school because you guys have a lot of freedom. I'm going to skip third period. I've been in high school before, but I didn't skip. But I'm just saying, you know, I'm going to skip third period. You know, this is my athletic period. I'm going to go over somebody's house. There was an incident in Central Texas where a couple of football players got in trouble for skipping because they did something mischievous with a young lady and they shouldn't have. Things happen when you're not in the right place. So what am I saying? I'm saying do not leave without permission. Remain in the classroom. It's dangerous. It's dangerous out there. Nobody knows where you are. Everybody's looking for you. Right? It's dangerous. There are certain steps that the teacher is trained in where the teacher can give you a cool-off period. And the cool-off period is not walking outside or walking away. Because you never know what's waiting on you outside. If you do it at home, stop. It's dangerous. And it's a true story. All these stories that I'm giving you are true. The particular one with the young lady who walked out of school who was only in elementary, and she walked out and she never did come back, is a true story. This is the authentic truth. Stop, discontinue, skipping school, hiding out, discontinue, walking out of class, walking different places, and nobody knows where you are. If you're that upset, then you need to sit out by yourself for a second. But at least you're in a safe place. You never know the way this world is going, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, as the Lord is showing, you never know what's outside. You don't know. You have no idea. There could be a dog outside. There could be a person outside. You don't know. So if you have a habit of walking out without telling anybody, stop it. I'm warning you, stop. It's a safety issue. More than you'll get in trouble for that, but it's a safety issue, as the Lord is revealing. It's a safety issue. Not being where you're supposed to be gets you in trouble, high school students. You know, I have third period history. I'm a skip. What are you skipping for? What's out there? When you skip, you're doing something you're not supposed to do in the first place. You want to do something that you wouldn't normally do if your parents were there. That's why you skip. That's why it's called skipping. You know, elementary students. Walking out, that's very dangerous. That story is real. It's true. Right? It's true. No one should be walking out without permission. There is no excuse. It's a safety issue. There's nothing out there that's good waiting on you if you're not where you're supposed to be. Okay? So I wanted to let you know that. Lord also reveals that when we are riding the bus, what are the expectations? Riding the bus is a privilege. It's not a right. Right? If you know, parents, that the only transportation your child will have is the bus, it is very important that you speak to your child about behaviors on the bus. If a child hits, if a child causes a bus to have to stop or bring them back to the school, that is a safety issue. At any time, those administrators, and this is nationwide, can remove your child from the bus because that's a safety issue. There are 50 other children or more on that particular bus. And the bus driver has had to look back because a child would not sit down, or a child is throwing paper out of the window, or a child is screaming at the top of their lungs, or a child, there's a fight in the back of the bus, or there's a fight in the front of the bus. At any given time, an administrator can remove that child off the bus because it's a safety issue and it is putting over 50 students in danger. It's just like an airplane, ladies and gentlemen. Someone gets on that airplane and start acting up, that person is removed from the airplane, period. But I paid $345. I'm sorry. This is a safety issue. We have to get these people where they're supposed to be. So if you know that your only mode of transportation, and we're being proactive, and I'm being real, if you know that that's your only mode of transportation, it's time to start having those conversations with your children about how this is going to put you in a bind if they get removed off the bus. Their bottoms are supposed to stay in the seat. They're not supposed to hang out the window. They're supposed to keep their hands and feet to themselves. That's nationwide because it's a safety issue. If a bus has to stop on the side of the highway, that's a safety issue. If there's a lot of yelling and loud talking, that's a safety issue. However they ride in your car, and hopefully it's with them sitting down, buckled up, and speaking at a voice where it's not, where they're not yelling, you know, then it'll be fine. There are cameras on the bus as well. But the whole point is, when you get on the bus, put your bottom in the seat, whisper. You don't need to hit anybody, kick anybody. That can get you removed off the bus because that's a safety issue, because you're hurting someone else as well. So it's very important that we talk to our students about this because, as we said before, riding the bus is a privilege. It's not a right, because we have to make sure that everyone's safe on that bus. We have to make sure that the bus driver's safe, the kids are safe, they get home safely. And so there's nothing hard about getting on the bus doing what you're supposed to do. Put your bottom in the seat. Talk to your friends, but there's no need to yell, climbing under the seat, none of that. Keep your hands and feet to yourself, high school students. Okay? Likewise, bus drivers, make sure that you keep your composure at all times. There have been real-life stories of bus drivers getting into it with students, high school students, and they've lost their jobs, been placed in jail for assault on a child. If you're having problems with a student, and God forbid, hope you don't, then you have a right to return that student and you have a that student can be removed off your bus, as I said before, because it's a safety issue. But make sure that you're in the right as well, right? Make sure that you keep your composure, because you have the right to be able to drive and keep those kids, those youth, safe. Their only job, and this should go with your child's description, job description, or school description, whatever you want to call it, is to act appropriately on the bus, however that is to you. I was just giving you examples. But the typical universal correct way is to keep your bottom in the seat, whisper, talk quietly. When you see your bus, when you see your house, stand up, get off the bus. There should be no moving around when the bus driver is driving, because you could fall and hurt yourself if the bus driver makes a sudden stop. It's simple. But at any time, child can be removed, and this is universal, if they put other students' lives in jeopardy. So, as I said before, if the bus is the main transportation, or even if it's not, I suggest that you have these conversations with your child or your children and let them know that these behaviors can cause you or a family member to be in a bind trying to get them to school. All right? So all of this is just a refresher for you, and also to be proactive. Let's talk about objects and things that students can bring to school. Universal. Students may bring their supplies to school: pencil, paper, pens, binders, books, different projects, their clothes if they're in PE, their shoes, their instruments. They can bring all those things to school. The thing that they should not bring to school consists of knives, weapons, anything that could harm someone, toys, those type of things. It's very important, especially elementary, universally, to make sure you check your child's backpacks. Children like to place toys they find around the house, such as knives, in their backpacks. Those knives and those objects, even if they're fake or real, causes those individuals to get in trouble, because they're going to 9 times out of 10 show their classmates. Then the administrators are going to find out, and they could be sent to alternative school, and we do not want that. We don't want any student going to alternative school for just bringing a knife. Whether they intended to do something with it or not, the whole point is they shouldn't bring it to school. And especially with our little ones, you need to check their backpacks. The older students, the expectation is, you know right from wrong, you know you're not supposed to bring it, period. You're not supposed to bring those things. That includes firecrackers. That includes lighters, matches. Your child should not be bringing that to school. First of all, it shouldn't be in their reach. And we're speaking about elementary. This will avoid a lot of the problems. It shouldn't be in their reach. Okay? Make sure that they're only bringing school supplies to school. Check their pockets, their backpacks. Also have that conversation with them and let them know. I'm giving you a heads up, all of my listeners. This is a bonus to you nationwide. Students can get in trouble and sent to alternative school for several days if they bring a knife, whether they meant to do something or not, whether it's dad's knife, whether somebody stuck it in their backpack. It doesn't matter. They can get in trouble for that. So make sure that you're checking backpacks. Because, as I said before, a child is going to show what they have in their backpack. And I guarantee you somebody's going to come and tell an administrator. And we have to take action, because what? It's safety. It's a safety issue. So make sure that that happens. Let's talk about communication and phone calls. As you all know, universally, many teachers will make contact with you through phone calls, emails, notes home, folders, face-to-face. Please answer your phone, and we will do the same. Please answer the letters that are sent home. Please sign the folders, and we're speaking about elementary, that are sent home. As you all know, students' grades are sent home 6 weeks. 6 week reports are sent home. Please sign those. If the teacher asks you for a conference, please try to make those conferences. If you're unable to make them because of transportation and things of that nature, please call and let that school know. Because the whole point, let's go back, the purpose is to learn, form social skills, and graduate. Okay? And we have to be able to communicate with you, who are one of the most important investments in the school and outside of the school. We have to be able to do that. And so please answer your phone. Please answer your emails. Okay? So with communication, you may receive a phone call. You may receive a text. You may receive notes. You may receive progress reports. You may be asked to come up to the school. Please come to those meetings. It's very important. We have to hear your voice. You may be able to give us insight of how to better serve your student or your students. Please make sure you're responding. We really need your participation. There are a lot of events that take place at school. It means a lot when a child can look up and see someone in their family in the audience cheering them on. You know, football games, PTO, PTA, music programs. We have camps, different camps, where we speak to the parents about star tests. We have carnivals. We have different things going on. Make sure you're supporting your child. As I said before, it's just nice to be able to look out in the crowd and see your parents. I remember, and I'm going to tell you the story briefly, they were presenting, I was in high school, and they were presenting the seniors. And it was good that I had my mom and dad there, and I had my family there who were supporting. It feels good. And that's what students like. They like to look out in the crowd, and they like to see their family. And so it's very important that you support your child or your children. And that includes, supporting includes coming up to meetings. If you can't make it, let's do it over the phone. If you can't make it, you know. But just know that teachers will call because we care about our students. Let's talk about, as the Lord has given me, let's talk about rest, okay? And then we're going to get to homework. Let me write this down as the revelation is coming. Let's talk about rest. It's very important that your child receives proper rest. Many parents will say, and this is nationwide, I have put my child to bed, they have gotten up, and they're watching TV. Well, you might need to take the TV out of their room and to turn off the lights. I guarantee you they'll go to sleep. You know, it's very important that students receive proper rest because what happens is they come to school, and without rest, they're a little grumpy, and they want to sleep, and they're not able to do their work. And so then it becomes a management or discipline problem when it can be fixed at night if they go to sleep. There is no student, and I'm not telling you how to run your household nor how to raise your child, but there is no student who should be going to bed at 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. Usually for elementary, the latest is 8, and usually for high school, the latest may be 10, depending on if they have homework. Child needs their rest. There needs to be a set curfew for the high school students, whether it's on a school night or a weekend, that structure. There needs to be a curfew because there are things that need to be done. You could be studying, getting ready for the star test next year. You know, the freshman coming in, if you didn't pass this time, you have another time. You need to be studying. But we need to make sure that our students are receiving the proper rest at night because what happens is many times, right? I mean, just think about it. Even when you don't receive enough rest, you really don't want to be bothered because you're sleepy. Well, can you imagine a child, a teenager? They're not going to be productive because they're sleepy, you know. Make sure that they're not up because something's going on that shouldn't be. Make sure that they receive their proper rest. Let's talk about homework. Nationwide, elementary through high school receive homework. Parents, it's very important that you ensure that your child does his or her homework. And I challenge the teachers to at least, and what the parents are saying, to at least provide examples of how the homework should be done. Get the students started on how it should be done so that when they take it home, they can do their homework, right, with minimum assistance from their parents. Some homework requires that the parents work together because we're trying to bridge parents and the school. We're trying to bridge the parents and the school together. But typically with homework, it's very important that you make sure that your child is doing their homework, because the teacher's going to make sure the child understands how to do the homework, and the teacher's going to give an example so that the student can do the homework when they go home, right? But it's very important that you ensure that your child places his or her homework in their backpacks and turn it in the next day. What happens is homework is assigned, and then the next day, okay, the child doesn't have the homework. I asked one child somewhere in Central Texas at one of the schools that I was at, I said, where's your homework? They said, I was at church all night. So now they're using church too, okay? Well, expectation is still to do your homework, okay? So we have to make sure that students are doing their homework. And parents, I know it's the student's responsibility to make sure they have it in their backpacks, but it's always good to have that second opinion. That second, did you do it? And let me see it, and let me see you put it in your backpack. Okay? So it's very important. It's very important. So make sure that students have homework, which they will, and this is nationwide. They're going to have homework, and you need to ask them every day. They may not have it every day. You know, but I know Friday the teachers usually don't give them homework, but pretty much they have something to do every day, whether it's studying for spelling words, whatever it is, they have something to do every day. So make sure they get it done, okay? That's part of parenting, part of responsibility. Also, make sure that when you come into the schools, we have a safety issue going on here. Make sure that you check into the front office. Become upset or disgruntled if someone asks you for your ID. That's a safety issue. Make sure that you bring your ID nationwide to the office, because they're going to ask for it. Because so much is happening, they're going to ask for it. Where's your ID? That's just a question. Make sure you have your ID. I'm just giving you little pointers and hints. Also, make sure that your phone numbers are updated. You know, if you change your phone number, let the school know, because you never know what's going to happen where we may have to call you. If your child is sick, we need a number that we can call. All right? Also, when we speak about the purpose, make sure that if your child needs something and you're unable to get it at that particular time, that you call the school to see what resources we have or what agencies are available. Things happen, and so we need to make sure that we give the student or the child everything he or she needs to be successful. We want to do that, okay? So make sure that you make the school aware if there's anything that the school can help you with as far as obtaining resources for your particular youth, okay? Also, make sure that if a student is supposed to go and have any type of doctor's appointment or things, make sure you let the school know that. That's universal. And make sure you bring doctor's notes back. It's very important to bring doctor's notes back so that your child will not have a lot of unexcused absences. Try to make sure that your students are there. Speaking of absences, make sure that your students are there every day. If they're sick, then obviously they have to stay at home. But if this is just a case of, I don't want to go to school because I don't feel like working, that's not going to be excused. So make sure that you try to have your child or children at school as much as possible, because the goal or the purpose is learning for social skills and to graduate. It's kind of like, if you don't go to work, then how are you going to get paid, you know? So you want to make sure that you're bringing your child to school, because if they receive so many absences, then you can go to court for that and have to pay a huge fine. So make sure of that. Now I want to go on to the teachers, and I want to go on to the parents and talk about the innocence of a child. I'm a big advocate for students and children, as you all know. Everyone knows that. And I believe in management and discipline, but I also believe in a child remaining a child as long as they can. Educators, I challenge you this school year to allow each student in your class to be a child. I don't want to hear anything about this happened between an adult and child. It's really no excuse, because everyone knows that a child should be a child, and everyone knows that you're pretty much going to get caught if you do something like that, because it always comes out. And so as professionals, make sure that we're acting in a professional manner with our students. Make sure that we allow them to maintain their innocence. Make sure that we yield not to temptation and ask God to deliver us, amen, from all evil. And it's very important that you pay attention. It's very important that you listen to these words, because if their line is crossed, you're going to be facing consequences. So it's very important that you allow the children to remain children and you maintain professionalism when dealing with children. And that's all I'm going to say on that. Likewise, children, obey your parents, for this is right, and stay in a child's place. Remain a child as long as you can, because when you become an adult, you're going to yearn for your childhood again, okay? So that's what I'm going to say about that. Parents, I know sometimes our youth do things that causes us to become a little disgruntled, a little angry. Let's try to have more patience. Let's try to problem solve and talk things through. And let's also make sure that our children maintain their innocence and their dignity. Let's make sure that we don't abuse them in any way, but let's also make sure that we encourage, let's make sure that we manage them, and let's make sure that we discipline them, because we're supposed to. But let's make sure that we act in accordance as well. I'm going to continue to pray for our youth. I'm going to continue to give you things that the Lord has given me, because I want each child, it doesn't matter what color you are, where you came from, what you have, I want each child to be successful. I want each child to learn, maintain social skills, and graduate or advance. And it's very important that you be proactive instead of reactive. I want you to replay this particular segment, because these are things that the Lord has given us for our kids to stay out of trouble and to be successful. And the most important thing, if you learn nothing else, is to be honest. If you did something, say you did it. It's very important that we do not take anything that does not belong to us. It's very important that we tell the truth at all times, and that includes adults and children. Okay? Just know that the children are watching us as we are watching them. And so, as I said before, it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that you teach your children these things that we discussed, because some of these are safety issues and some of these are just expectations that allows your child to be successful. And I want to say this last thing. If you're on a basketball team, football team, volleyball team, track team, soccer team, it's very important that you maintain your grades. It's very important that you study. It's very important that you respect your coaches. It's very important that you not only respect them, but that you perform at your level. believe it or not, high school athletes, you are the foundation of that school. You are the role models of that school, and everyone is looking up to you because you're in the limelight and you're representing the school through sports. Even if you're in band, you're in the limelight. So if you are in any type of organization, know that people are looking at you. Do not do anything foolish, right? Make sure that you're being respectful to adults, because this also transfers into the classroom. Make sure you're being respectful, and make sure you know what you're supposed to do. My goal in the Love Live Jesus ministry is to continue to educate and continue to give you proactive ideas to speak to your children and to continue to embrace the idea of the purpose, which is to learn, form social skills, and to advance or graduate. Okay? I want you to know the purpose. I need for you to relay that message to your children as they get ready to enter school. And I'm going to say this again, as the Lord has given it to me. It's very important that you remain and that you be at the place that you're supposed to be. You never know what is waiting on you outside. That's nationwide. That's the revelation of God. If you're the type of person, and I'm going to say it again, who leaves because you're mad, leave without permission, the Lord says stop. That's a warning. Not from me, not from the schools, but from God, because you never know what's on the other side waiting. All of these stories, ladies and gentlemen, that I've told are true. They can be proven in the newspaper. As far as the young lady that I was speaking of, you can still pull it up online. I'm not going to say any names. All of these stories are true. There's nothing made up. And so it's very important that you speak to your children. It's very important that you teach, because that's our responsibility as parents and community leaders, is to teach before they get to these schools, whether it's public school or college. It's very important. It is our responsibility, it is our job, it is our duty to let our students know the purpose, to let them know everything about safety, and to also let them know that we want them to advance and graduate. I would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight to the Love Live Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I have a few announcements, and then I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift, empower, and encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Spiritual Guide on the Go is online at barnesandnobles.com, at fallis.com, at bookworld.com. That's bookwhirl.com. And it's also at Amazon UK, if I have not already said that, as well.com. So be sure to pick up a spiritual guide to go. It will empower and uplift you and enlighten you as well. Gospel artists, artists, psalmists, poets, authors, writers, actors, actress, positive community leaders, please reach out to Alfreda Love. That's A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Live Jesus ministry. In addition to that, make sure that you're praying for 165 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them there one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. I would like to intercede and say, please pray for the things that's going on in Ferguson. Pray for the unrest. Pray that there will be peace, because we need a lot of prayer in that particular area. So please pray for everyone. Thank you so much. In addition to that, please mark your calendars for August the 24th, as we will have the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church homecoming and anniversary at 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is our pastor, and the guest moderator will be the Reverend Melvin Petty and his congregation, who will come and help us uplift and magnify the Lord. And I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And so August the 24th, please mark it on your calendars at 3:30 p.m. at 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas. And if you're in the Baylor area or close by South Waco, please stop by the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. We would love to usher you into something that is momentous. And so it's very important that you guys come out and help us celebrate the church homecoming and our anniversary. We look forward to seeing your faces. We look forward to seeing members, former members, and future members, and our regular members as well. Thank you so much. In addition to that, understand and recognize that on tomorrow, later on, God's will, we're going to have Praying with Love, and we're going to pray for many things. As I said before, we're going to pray for our youth, and we're going to pray for things that's going on in the world. We're going to pray for ourselves as well, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, we're going to have many gospel artists who will come on the ministry, and they will share the gift of ministry with us. Tentatively, I want you to mark October 4th. In a few weeks, I'm going to give you some highlights of some things that's going on October 4th, and I would like for you to come out and see what is going on. But I want you to really focus on August the 24th at this particular time. In addition to that, as I said before, I would just like to thank God, my family, and my friends for listening. I would like to thank God for the platforms that he has provided me with. I would like to thank him for the past, present, and future connects. It's just a blessing. And also, in addition to that, I just pray for each and every one of you. And as I said before, I love the inboxes. I love the questions. I love just the people. I love you guys so much. I can't say how much I love you, but I really do. And as I said before, I appreciate you for tuning into the Love of Jesus Ministry. Please continue to let your friends know and your family about this particular ministry as the Lord takes us higher and higher. And the only reason why we're doing that is because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As I said before, I'm adding more music from a few artists, and so look out for that. I would like to, before we leave, play at least three songs, and then I will bid you good night. I would like to play, first of all, Miss J. Nicole, Miss Juliet, because she will be on the ministry. Actually, she will be on Saturday. She will be on the ministry. So I'm going to play her particular song here. So get ready for Miss J. Nicole.
Nothing was going right. Then you came like a dove upon me, whispered in my ear, child of mine, have no fear. With you, I will see you through. When life shall not be down, my head up high.
was Miss Juliette Nicole, and she was singing I'm Confident. Our next song will be by Miss Karen Showell, and she is going to sing He Is Faithful, and we're talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
You've been so faithful to me. In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. Was all gone when my heart had no song. Still in love, He's proved faithful to me. Every word He's promised is true. He's been so faithful. My God is so faithful. Don't you know He's been faithful? He's been faithful to you and to me.
Well, He is faithful. Our next song is by an award-winning cowboy pastor by the name of Mr. Doug. And Mr. Doug will also be on the ministry on Sunday. So please listen to his song.
Every father's son, barefoot boy next door, the apple of old mother freedom's eye. Born all across this land, I was raised to be a man. I came from hometowns everywhere and I heard the battle cry. Johnny Reb, G.I. Joe. Every war I've had a different name. And I made the sacrifice. Yes, I bravely gave my life. My spirits rise to the breeze made so glory way. Don't you know? On the seas and desert sand, I'm a sentry and I stand my watch alone. My soul will rest in peace long as America stays free. I'm the heart of every boy that's never coming home. But don't you know me? Remember me, and I'm not really gone. And the unknown soldier marches on. Marches on. Marches on.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was award winner, cowboy pastor, and country artist, Mr. Doug Briney, who will come on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry on Sunday, and we're looking forward to having him. Please continue, as I said, to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/FridaLove. Once again, I would like to thank you so much for tuning in to the best radio station in this country and in my house, the Love Live Jesus Ministry. Please be sure to come back on tomorrow as we will pray with love later on tomorrow night, God's will. And once again, take care of yourselves and each other. And if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. I am signing off, and this is your host, Alfreda Love. You can contact me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Thank you so much. Take care, everybody. Good night.